we're all happy about, Mother Muse. And tell us, you know, what was the idea there? How did this come to you?
Well, actually, we played a concert at the Gilmore Festival a couple seasons ago, and it was a special Mother's Day concert. It was literally on Mother's Day. Our mothers were present, and the program went over so well, and we just realized that we had this wealth of music that's dedicated to the inspiration of motherhood that's quite wide-ranging throughout the history of music, and we thought, well, why not put this to record, and let's just have this as our way of honoring the mothers in our lives, including our very own, but also to honor this breadth of repertoire and inspiration throughout the centuries.
I have to tell you, as a mom, reading the liner notes, that last paragraph, it authentically got to me and just kind of made me cry. Because it's a very tender concept. The whole concept is very tender, but it goes in all different directions. First of all, where do your own moms get into the CD?
Pretty much with every piece. Most notably, you know, they actually put in a request for a track, which was fairly hard to turn down when it comes from your own mother, and it's an album dedicated to mothers. So they requested, basically both of them agreed, you know, one of their favorite pieces that we play is the Rachmaninoff Suite for two pianos, number one. And so we happily agreed to include that on the album. But a number of the pieces are dedicated, the arrangements are dedicated to our mothers. I know Ave Maria, we dedicated to Liz's mom. The first track on the album, Songs My Mother Taught Me by Dvorak, that arrangement we dedicated to my mother. And then actually both my grandmothers passed away 2 years ago in the same week. And I wrote the arrangement of What a Wonderful World for them that week. And that's also included here on this album.
Well, I was really glad to see the first suite by Rachmaninoff. If people don't know it, it tends to be the second suite. He wrote two of them. But the first one is so tender and so special. It's a very different kind of music. The barcarolle is so beautiful. I think they have great taste. Are either of them pianists?
Well, my mother is an amateur musician of sorts. When she was young, she actually won awards for choral conducting and played the violin. And all throughout my life, she has been absolutely supportive and instrumental in helping me just shape a life in music. And she loves to sing, and in fact, she has introduced me to a lot of music, including Simon and Garfunkel, and we include Mrs. Robinson on the album. So I grew up listening to a lot of oldies in addition to classical music, and so I attribute a lot of my musical knowledge and tastes to my mother.
In my case, my mother may very well have been a talented musician had she been afforded the opportunity, but she grew up on a farm in northern Minnesota and just didn't have resources or access to that sort of thing, and so We'll never really know, but she certainly is one of my biggest fans, if not my biggest fan, and has certainly been incredibly supportive of me over the years. And you know, she just wanted her children to have a well-rounded upbringing, which you know, she wasn't quite as able to have. And she also just wanted us to be able to sing and read music in church, and so that's why she had all three of us boys in her family start taking piano lessons for a year when we were young. And I am so thankful that she afforded me that opportunity.
Well, and here they are, too, in the Brahms lullaby, right? What you make it sound like it's almost, it puts you in a trance. It's almost a music box-like quality about it. How did you come upon this? What's the process of thinking how to take a piece like that and make it your own?
We were inspired by the idea of, well, a couple things. One, we were inspired by that space between being awake and being asleep. And so, yes, trance, that's exactly, that was an inspiration for us. But also the idea of like a baby falling asleep, looking at a mobile, spinning around above his or her head, and the mom kind of just kind of a flutter singing just like faint strains of this very famous lullaby. Actually, both of our mothers sang it to us when we were babies, and it is some of our very first musical memories. And so there were a number of inspirations that we talked about, we thought about before we went and set the piece to be played by four hands at one piano.